Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, March 22nd, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, we've talked a lot over the course of these shows about silences, which I'm hoping you're not hearing right now, because we still don't have instrumentation that's definitive, shall we say, about silences. What gets silenced? Who gets silenced? And the ways in which we, as commoners across state, have been forced to forfeit our authentic voices, become small, such that a tiny few can monopolize voice, so that a tiny few can monopolize voice, becoming thereby artificially big or seeming so. This may be the key frame for viewing the dilemma of our suppression. We don't get to speak. But what I'm learning, due to the altogether unexpected intervention of a quality of love into my life, is that passion can reclaim, redeem voice. I like the way Mark Doty puts it. Without longing, we wouldn't be anyone at all. We will be arguing today that this is true also on the collective, no less than the individual plane. That we have a collective voice and longing. And when one is stifled, individual or collective, both are stifled. The state, aka the power guys, like to pretend. Like to pretend they can service our need as living things, these stunted heart voice beings for whom voice is a tool for suppression, not the expression of the soul's course set for high flight. When we take charge of our own lives, we are determined to make our songs soar. And soon enough, we learn that this is not a solo project. That we need each other to know ourselves, see ourselves, our mutual beauty and goodness, support our determination to grow our souls continuously in a system that punishes these qualities because they must be self-developed. We've lost track of ourselves as the people because nowhere do we see ourselves. See these mutually self-developed qualities of ourselves, developed in communal relation, visibly expressed, manifest in the public sphere. Passion, the soul's voice emergent, manifests in voice expressed, in resistance. When does passion become voice? And voice, passion. I turn to Walt Whitman for advice. Oh, what is it in me that makes me tremble so at voices? Surely, whoever speaks to me in the right voice, him or her, I shall follow. As the water follows the moon, silently, with fluid steps. Anywhere around the globe. All waits for the right voices. Where is the practiced and perfect organ? Where is the developed soul? For I see every word uttered thence has deeper, sweeter, new sounds, impossible on less terms. I see brains and lips closed. tympans and temples unstruck, until that comes which has the quality to strike and to unclose. Until that comes which has the quality to bring forth what lies slumbering forever ready in all words. There is an intersection, I think, in music of these things. The way as notes, we cannot sing without the others. And we are ever seeking them to complete our songs. And our global unity is our symphony.